Hyrule Lane, Disc 6.
Chapter 17. Holt Summerdale was still some distance off as the Otter clans and their families made it into the start of the high country. It was early evening, not quite dusk, as they skirted the rim of a vast crater. The Otter babe, riding on Letho's shoulders, gazed sleepy-eyed down the steep shale-strewn sides at a big lake, flat and dark. It covered the bottom of the crater, its water dull and lustreless, its slate-hued surface without a ripple.
Is that sudden melt down there?
The outlaw smiled up at the little one.
No, me beauty. That's the place they call Deeplock. Summerdale's much nicer. Just the right place for otter babes.
Diderot looked away, shuddering.
I should hope it is. Zillow, how much farther to Summerdale?
The bard pointed inland.
See the rim beyond this? Well, there's a valley covered in woodland with a waterfall running through it. Holt Summerdale's right there, ma'am, hidden amongst the trees. A grand secret place, tis.
Big Colin picked up a chunk of rock from the crater rim.
Loose stones around the edges, mate, so don't walk too close to the edge now. One slip and you'd go straight down that slope into the lock, with naught to save you. Zillow, how deep would you reckon that water is?
Old Zillow stared at the still waters far below.
Well, now, they say it is bottomless. No beast has ever plumbed the depths of Deeplock. Sure, and who'd be fool enough to try such a thing? Will you look at it? 'Tis smooth as dark glass. Ah, 'tis an evil lock. The home of Slothanog the monster.
Diderot glared at the bard.
Will you stop that sort of talk in front of the little uns? 'Twill frighten the life out of them.
Big Colin hefted the rock he had picked up.
Take no notice of that old ballad warbling, my heart's delight. No beast I ever knowed has seen Slothanog. He's probably just a tale some beast made up ages ago.
He flung the rock upward and outward. It plummeted down, missing the sides of the slope, and hit the loch with a booming splash that echoed round the rim. Before the ripples had sped halfway over Deep Loch, a monstrous black shape broke the surface, blew up a shower of spray, then plunged beneath the murky waters in pursuit of the rock, probably thinking it was something to eat.
Blood and thunder, did you see that?
Banya Streamdog leaned over the rim, wide-eyed with shock. Roughly, Diderot hauled her back.
Come away, missy, and let's be shut of this awful place.
She gave Colin a hard stare.
And you, you great lump, what did you do that for, eh? Ha, just a tale some beast made up. Some tale.
Even the normally jovial Colin looked subdued.
You're right, me old buttercup. Let's get out of here.